The following in is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Cass County, Iowa. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher of KLMJ Radio in Hampton and Steve Woodhouse of the Knoxville Journal-Express. The first question will come from KLMJ's Brian.
Senator, thanks for taking the call. I was just curious to know that there was just a report that came out in the last little bit. The Department of Veterans Affairs internal watchdog says veterans at the Phoenix VA hospital waited on average 115 days for their first medical appointment. That's 91 days on average longer than the hospital have reported. Just wanted to get your thoughts about that and about the latest on the situation with the VA.
Okay. Well, I haven't asked for the secretary's resignation yet until the investigation gets over. I ought to reserve judgment on that. I also would applaud the VA for making the move that was already part of their policy, but presumably they're going to offer it to more people, that when you're in backlog, they're going to make available more local non-VA health facilities and professionals for you. And I think the most important thing is, though, to look at the whole system and see if there's a culture there that breeds this. And one of the aspects of the culture that really concerns me that I want to get a bottom to is, are whistleblowers being retaliated against and are they being listened to? For me, I've had an investigation of Iowa City starting in 2012, finished in a short period of time by the IG. I wouldn't say that there was any immediate health concerns that brought it about, but morale of the working force there was low, and we heard from whistleblowers. We got the IG in. He made suggestions, and as far as I know, those suggestions were carried out and are working. In the meantime, then, I've asked the IG of the whole system to follow up with Iowa City, Des Moines, Omaha, and Sioux Falls, where people are Iowans get their VA care, and find out that are there any problems like we're down in Arizona, but I haven't heard back from that yet.
Steve?
Okay, and sticking to the VA, for years I have heard that the VA does not want to dispose or hand over its campus here in Knoxville over to somebody, transfer ownership entirely, not just the lease, but transfer ownership, because they're concerned about losing funding. I'm reading a report right now from Fox News that says that the VA has carried over billions of dollars each year from fiscal year to fiscal year. So my question is, because the VA seems to have the surplus, are you going to ask the VA to transfer the Knoxville campus over to the city of Knoxville or some other entity so that we can move forward with it?
Well, that's always a possibility, but on the other hand, I don't know whether that's necessary from this standpoint, that very seldom is there any cutback of what the VA has asked for. And since 2001 to 2013, the latest figures I have, we've more than doubled the amount of money that the VA gets in appropriation. So that may be a source of money if you didn't otherwise have it available, but it seems to me that there hasn't been any compunction not to treat the VA with extra care to make sure they have the money that they need. And I think they're being exempted from the sequestration is a perfect example of what I'm trying to say. So I wouldn't discard what you're saying as a possibility, but I'm not sure it's needed at this point, considering the fact that they have gotten such a big increase in appropriations. Another thing I would say beyond, and this wouldn't apply just to the VA, it would apply to a lot of bureaucracies, they always seem to think in terms of more money, but you also got to raise the question, how is the money being used and utilized, and it seems to me that that ought to be part of it as well. Is the VA being run as efficiently as it can be run? And that's what this investigation is going to have to go into, and until that's done, I wouldn't make a final judgment.
Brian?
Senator, maybe shifting gears a little bit, talking about the latest situation where the mentally disturbed young man went on that rampage in California in the last few days. More talk again about guns, gun control, and everything. What are your thoughts about that going forward?
Is your question about whether or not we would have gun control legislation going forward?
Basically, do you foresee any additional debate or talk about maybe trying to do something?
What's the question, Chris?
What are your thoughts on gun control legislation going forward?
Oh, yeah. Well, I, you know, that always comes up when we have a situation like we have or we had in Connecticut. It isn't discussed much otherwise. And you come to the conclusion that most of the people that have been involved in these multiple killings have mental problems, and that we ought to spend more of our time trying to deal with people with mental issues having access to guns as opposed to going after the guns. And in this particular killing, don't forget, three of them were killed by knife wounds, and nobody's proposed having knife control. So I think that you have to respect the Second Amendment to the Constitution. It's very much a part of the Bill of Rights, just like freedom of speech and religion and press, and you've got to respect people's constitutional rights. But on the other hand, people that that have mental issues should be restricted from having guns. But I think treatment is a major part of that issue. And until we get the treatment thing taken care of, I think we're going to continue to have problems.
Steve?
So I want to get back to the VA because I think there's no solving the gun issue. What's the purpose of having another investigation into the VA and how it's spending its money? I mean, we've known for years that it seems like the VA has been mismanaging its budget, but nothing ever seems to improve. So what can we do to improve things within the VA after this investigation?
Yeah. Well, you know, you raise a question that should have been raised a long time before this recent investigation and has been raised since then, and your question is very much a part of the debate that's going on, even to the extent of should we have a separate system for veterans or should they be allowed to go to the local facility and have the government pay for it, the same as the government's paying for it at a VA hospital, as an example. And I don't think we have talked about that enough. I think it was considered a sacred honor to our veterans to have a separate system for us. And maybe that assumption should have been questioned a long time ago. It's being questioned now. I don't know the result of the questioning, and until it's discussed more, it'd be wrong for me to draw a conclusion. But I do think it's fair to say that when there's a backlog that can't be taken care of in the VA system, then people that otherwise meet the qualifications ought to be treated wherever they can be treated, whether it's a VA facility or a non-VA facility.
Thank you, Brian and Steve, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.